Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. If you're new to OBEs and lucid dreams and you're wondering where to get started, the best starting point is called waking sleep paralysis. With waking sleep paralysis, you can access your subconscious without having to use any visualizations at all, and that cuts down on your learning curve big time. This is why waking sleep paralysis is really the holy grail for new OBEers, and that's what we're going to cover here in part two. So the question is, what is sleep paralysis and how can you use it? Sleep paralysis is a protection mechanism your body uses when you fall asleep. If you were to dream you're doing something very active, such as running, and you weren't in sleep paralysis, then you would move your limbs when you're asleep and you'd wake yourself up. To prevent that from happening, your body disconnects your voluntary muscle system from your mind so you can dream all you like without waking yourself up. Normally, you're not aware of this happening because by the time your body shuts itself down in sleep paralysis, your mind is already asleep and unaware of what's happening. In other words, you enter into a state of body awake, mind asleep before entering body asleep, mind asleep. The whole trick to lucid dreaming is to enter a subconscious focus without losing awareness. Here's how sleep paralysis does this for you. When you're awake, your brain is in what's called a beta state. Beta means your dominant electrical brain waves are oscillating at around 14 to 30 cycles per second. When you enter sleep paralysis, your body automatically puts itself in dream mode, which is called a theta state. Theta is slower than beta and is around 4 to 7 cycles per second. Knowing this secret allows you to avoid one of the major mistakes that most people make when first starting out in OBEs. Most books on OBEs say to simply induce an OBE in what is basically a one-step process. Going directly from a waking state to an OBE is possible, but it's difficult, so this is not what I recommend you start out with. Instead, you'll progress much faster by making it a two-step process. You first use the sleep commands we'll cover later to trick your body into falling asleep and enter sleep paralysis. You then use exit techniques we'll cover later to convert sleep paralysis into an OBE and separate from your physical body. So how do you do that? The way you'll usually become aware of sleep paralysis is that you wake up in it and find that you can't move or make a sound. Sleep paralysis often feels like there's a heavy lead blanket on you. It's not that there is actually really anything on you or that your muscles have become weaker. The feeling is because your brain has to send a stronger nerve signal than normal to get the same muscle movement. That makes it feel like you're having to overcome some kind of resistance when you move. This feeling also usually makes it feel like it's harder to breathe, but it's actually a natural sleep process. Sleep paralysis happens every single time you fall asleep. You may be wondering if sleep paralysis is dangerous and if there's a way to break free. Sleep paralysis is not dangerous because it's something your body does every night. Plus, here's a secret safety release trick that you can use to free yourself from paralysis so you always have a backup plan. The only way your body knows for sure if your mind is awake is if you move. This is a problem when you're in 100% sleep paralysis, which is preventing you from moving. Luckily, paralysis is limited to your voluntary muscle system like your arms and legs. Your breathing is semi-involuntary, so you still have control over it, even in deep paralysis. If you enter sleep paralysis and decide you want to break free and wake up, simply change your breathing pattern to something other than the sleep breathing pattern your body is already in. The most effective way I have found to do this is to begin breathing slowly and deeply. After about 10 to 15 seconds, your body will notice the change and bring you out of sleep paralysis. Not many things are 100% reliable in lucid dreaming, but this has worked for me every single time. A very few people have reported that they woke up in sleep paralysis and noticed that they weren't breathing at all. The problem here is not paralysis itself, but that they had an existing health condition called sleep apnea. Sleep apnea basically means that you stop breathing when you're asleep. So this is one of the side benefits of using sleep paralysis to have OBEs. You'll find out whether or not you have sleep apnea. Keep in mind that there's a big difference between the normal heavy lead blanket feeling that comes with sleep paralysis versus not breathing at all. If you find you stop breathing entirely, then you may have sleep apnea and you should see a doctor about it. If you only feel the heaviness sensation, then everything is normal. So far, we've talked about the case where you somehow manage to wake up in sleep paralysis. However, that's basically an uncontrolled and accidental process. The question is, what can you do to make it happen more consistently? The idea is to flip the sleep order around so that instead of entering body awake, mind asleep, you enter mind awake, body asleep. When this happens, you're actually aware of the process your body goes through when it falls asleep. This is our main secret trick for doing visualization-free lucid dreams and OBEs. This transition is the most important skill to learn in this part of the course. Why? Because when you can put your body to sleep without losing consciousness at any point, you have 100% perfectly clear dream recall. This is called a wake-induced lucid dream, or WILD. It's as easy to remember what you did in a WILD as it is to remember the last 15 minutes or so of normal waking awareness. With this method, you don't have to think back through the hazy dream phase like you normally do with most dreams. So what does it feel like to actually watch your body fall asleep? Instead of waking up in sleep paralysis with a heavy lead blanket feeling, when you induce paralysis consciously, you actually have the sensation of the heavy lead blanket being laid on your chest. It often feels like it begins at your feet, comes up over your chest, and ends at your head. When that process is complete, you're in sleep paralysis. So now, how do you get this process to happen consistently? Here is the key. And this one fact is so important and so critical that I'm giving it a big fancy name. It's called the fundamental theorem of sleep paralysis. The fundamental theorem of sleep paralysis is that when you wake up and fall asleep without moving at all, sleep paralysis becomes extremely likely. And when I say without moving, I mean that you wake up and you don't move your eyes, you don't open your eyes, you don't scratch any itches, you don't move at all in any way. The idea is that your body doesn't really know for sure if your mind is awake or not. If you don't give it any signals otherwise, it will assume the mind really is still asleep and reparalyzed itself. The foundation skill that you need to develop this knowledge into a full-blown induction is to fall asleep quickly. So in the next section, I'll show you how you can make your body first ask for permission to fall asleep, and then I'll show you how you can tell it, yes, it's time to fall asleep. This trick is called the stop, drop, and roll sleep command, and once you have it, you'll never have a problem with insomnia again, and you'll dramatically accelerate your OBE progress. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. These are just some of the books that I read in the search for fast OBE inductions. Unfortunately, I didn't find much in them that worked, so I developed my own techniques. In your Explorers Kit, I've given you all my best secrets, which took me years to figure out. That way, you can benefit from all my trial and error and get right to the point and have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. A lot of times it only takes a tiny tweak to clear out those stumbling blocks and get people over the hump to start having speedy progress. So in your kit you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Plus, you'll find out how you can get access to the private Lucidology members forum where you can ask questions and get expert advice from people who have successfully used these tricks. And you'll find out how you can get Lucidology 102, which shows you my most powerful OBE exit visualizations that you can use to have 5, 10, or even 20 OBEs in a single session. With the Lucidology 102 tricks, you can start averaging an OBE or more per day and have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.